Hi, and welcome to Freelance to Founder Shorts. I'm Preston Lee.
I am Clay Mosley, and you've probably heard our in-depth coaching calls with everyday freelancers who want to scale their business.
Now, we're helping even more freelancers each week with Freelance to Founder Shorts, 5 to 10 minute episodes focused on answering one question from a listener like you.
To promote your business on our show and get your question answered, visit freelancetofounder.com/ask.
And now let's dive into today's question. All right, today's question comes from somewhere new, actually comes from our YouTube channel. I posted on our fairly new YouTube channel a video called What Your Freelance Pricing Says About You, and I asked people what they wanted to hear next about freelancing.
Nice. I gotta go subscribe to the YouTube channel.
yeah, you do. Look, I've made it really easy for you and for listeners. First of all, I'll link to it in the show notes, but also you can just do millo.co, millo.co/YouTube. It'll take you right to the channel. And you can subscribe right there. We are trying to release one or two videos a week on freelancing, building an agency, scaling your business, building a lifestyle business, balancing work and life, all of those kinds of things. So yeah, definitely take a look at it. Clay and anyone listening, appreciate your support there. Here's a comment that I got though. It says, we understand that the riches are in the niches, right? Something we've heard and probably even talked about on this show, that sometimes being in a niche can bring more revenue to your business. But they said, many of us have multiple skills and feel those skills are wasted when it comes to niching down. So how can I capitalize on all of my skills and experience? Have you ever noticed that many of the problems people call in with on this show can be solved by hiring someone? Sometimes you need a full-fledged team, other times maybe just a simple assistant or an expert in something you're not great at. Whatever your reason for hiring, we recommend you take a look at LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. As you may know already, LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. And LinkedIn Jobs makes the process of finding the perfect teammate easy and intuitive. Hiring is always easy when you have access to so many quality candidates. So easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours when using LinkedIn Jobs. I've used it myself, and it was so simple. In fact, I've made multiple hires using LinkedIn Jobs. And did I mention, by the way, it's free to business owners like me and you. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/freelance. That's linkedin.com/freelance to post your job for free, or click the link in our show description. Terms and conditions apply. You know, working from home is mostly great, but there are some days when I realize I haven't left my house or even my chair like all day. Have you been there? Getting outside to exercise or making a trip to the gym are just harder now that my office is just a flight of stairs away. If you're stuck in the same rut as me, then you should try Hydro. That's Hydrow. With the Hydro Rower and 20 minutes a day, getting a full body workout is so much easier. Hydro can work up to 86% of your muscles in just 20 minutes for an insane effective home workout. That's because Hydro pairs the effectiveness of rowing with the power of technology to connect you with over 5,000 video trainings, classes, and workouts. And get ready to get out from behind your home desk, because after a few months of daily rowing with Hydro, your partner's going to want to take you out for a night on the town to show you off. This spring, join the growing rowing community at Hydro. Head over to hydro.com and use code freelance to save up to $400 off your Hydro. That's hydrow.com and promo code freelance to save $400. Hydro.com, promo code freelance, or just click the link in our show description. So I'm thinking they're asking like I have all these different skill sets, but if I niche down, I feel like I'm wasting all of this other talent that I have, or all these other skills that I have. I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on that? I don't know.
I think just because you have the skills does not mean you need to capitalize on it. I mean, like, an example, I think I mentioned this on a full podcast episode, is I'm really good at ClickUp. Like, I would call myself a very, very heavy user of ClickUp. I would even venture to say I know more than ClickUp users. Could be wrong there. Okay. But that's a skill set, quote unquote, that I think I have that I could potentially sell. I don't want to because that's not what I do. Like that's my, this all comes down to like, what do you want to be known for? Right.
Yeah.
What kind of brand do you want to be? Like when someone says, you know, Milo, right? What is Milo like? Does Milo want to be in the life coaching arena? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
No, at least as of not right now.
Nope. Yep.
And so, like, I think it all comes down to like, what reputation do you want? What do you want to be known for? Stick with that.
So do you think there's ever a scenario in which it would be helpful for someone to be known as like the Jack or Jill of all trades where it's like, I can turn to that person for anything? Or do you think, here's what I think to answer my own question. And then you tell me what you think. I think if you try to become an everything person, you become a nothing person. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, you might think you're really skilled at all these different things. You're probably great at one of them and good at a couple of them and pretty mediocre at the rest. Mm-hmm. And so really like lean into what you're really great at. You know, yeah. I have a friend who did like video marketing and web design and logos and photography and all, you know, a lot of creatives do that, right? Yep. But in reality, he's really great at video marketing. And so my advice was just like, drop the rest, man. Mm-hmm. And you love it more and you're good at it and you make good money doing it. Use the other stuff here and there in your business. You can still use those skills to build your own business, but you don't have to offer them to clients.
Yeah, I agree. There's some exceptions to the rule. Like some people could say that about what I do. Like, cause yes, like I have a package where I do everything for a client. However, the perspective that I have is cause like, just like you said, like, okay, I do website design, I do email marketing, do, social media, blah, 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 blah. The perspective I have is, okay, I'm really good at 30,000 foot level, marketing strategy. Like,
yeah,
that is what I'm good at. Taking a business, looking to see what their gaps are and filling in those gaps with a plan. That's what I'm good at. Now, as far as like the execution, like I personally don't do all of that stuff myself. I have people who do that. And they're good at that. And so you could like, that's when I say there's a general exception to the rule, but like really it still fits within the stay in your lane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think for me, the phrase, the riches are in the niches, is especially true of like on an individual level. And yes, like your agency can specialize in something, but your agency could potentially have people who are really talented in lots of different niches. And also like, I'm realizing now as I say it, there are other ways to be in a niche than just in your service.
Yeah.
Right. Like you could do web design and copywriting for online marketing for, chiropractors. Like that's a space you work in, or for, you know, whatever, window washers or lawyers or so like,
yeah, that's true.
I think there are other ways to look at the niche as well, besides just offering, just niching down in your service. So there's lots of different ways. I don't know, lots of different ways to peel this one. But I think ultimately that phrase exists for a reason. People have seen more success as they've narrowed down their offering and who they're offering it to. Like you said, you become known. This is especially true like in local, when you're doing local marketing or want to be known locally for something. We've talked about that concept of 5 mile famous, where it's like you want to be known as the web designer in a 5 mile radius, right? And it's hard to be that when you're also trying to be a photographer, a copywriter, mm-hmm. a graphic designer, a logo designer. Instead, just like become the web designer in a 5 mile radius, and you'll have business forever.
Yeah, I agree. I think a really good test of this is like to go ask 10 people who know you, but they're not clients. Okay. 10 people who know you, but they're not clients, and ask them straight up,
hey, what do you think I do? And yeah. See how many different answers you get.
Yeah, that's true.
Like if you get 10 different answers, then okay, you're too much of a generalist.
Yeah. I think you might be surprised because probably most people, they either don't know or they know the one thing that you're really the best at, mm-hmm. right? Like my friend I was telling you about, probably most people would just say, well, you do videos and maybe this other stuff on the side. But that first thing that they say, that's what you're known for, and just lean into it, man. Like,
yeah,
it's not complicated, mm-hmm. you know? So I don't know. I think I'm out of advice on that one. Anything else you want to add, Clay?
Yeah. So no, I think that's all great. I think it's just to think about reputation and stick with that.
All right. Well, thanks for submitting a question. Lupin is, I found his name is his username on YouTube, Lupin. So thank you so much for submitting that question. We hope it was helpful and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to this Freelance to Founders short.
Subscribe in your favorite podcast player for more shorts and full-length coaching sessions each week.
Freelance to Founder is a collaboration between Millo, Drippify, and the Podglomerate.
Be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcast app by visiting freelancetofounders.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, tell us why by leaving a review.
Until next time, thanks for listening.
See ya.
See ya.